Okay, so good morning. We've been having kind of an informal, jokey moment with some questions sprinkled in, and so you had a question, and I wanted to make sure everybody could hear. So,
yeah. I was reviewing my notes, and
We're beginning. Okay.
If you have a question today, if you would be so kind as to wait till the microphone gets to you before you, because that way we can record it for Dharma Seed.
Good morning, everybody. I was reviewing my notes last night, and I wrote down the translation for the mind spinning and spiraling as chitta vritta, and I really like that phrase, but I don't know if that was right.
Chitta vritti. Chitta vritti. So C-H-I-T-T-A would be the phonetic translation of chitta, which means mind. sometimes heart, because in the East they don't say mind, they say mind. And then vritti, V-R-I-T-T-I. V, vritti, to turn, the turning of the mind. And then the entire verse from the Yoga Sutra is yoga's chitti vritti nirodaha. Nirodaha is cessation. So yoga is the ceasing of the way that we turn it around and make the great mistake of getting things backwards, the ways in which our habits actually go in the opposite of direction of what we really want. Nirodaha, N-I-R-O-D-A-H-A, I think. Okay, so let's begin for realsies, please. We're going to open with our opening chant, if everybody could grab their handouts. Once again, I will sing this five times. You're welcome to just hop in whenever you feel comfortable with it. I'll move this away so I don't blow you all out. Well, thank you. And then, so just hop in whenever you like, and again, if you don't want to sing, there's no pressure. You can just move your mouth to kind of just get the energetic benefit of it. And once again, just a gentle reminder, since this is new for many of us, we are invoking the high qualities of the heart, loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, sharing in the joy of others, and then equanimity, stability, balance. And we're doing this in Sanskrit because, if we want to talk business, you know, English is a good language for that. It is considered that Sanskrit is a little more vibrationally pure, and that at the subtle level, the sounds being spoken actually reflect the meaning of the words a little more deeply. And so our bodies, like at the somatic unconscious level, are registering these mantras in ways that we don't comprehend. That's the belief. Whether you buy that or not, choose your own adventure. Okay. Om Maitreya. Om Karuna. Om mudita ho. Om upeksha ho. Om maitriya ho. Om karuna ho. Om mudita ho. Om upeksha ho. Om maitriya ho. Om karuna ho. Om mudita ho. Om upeksha ho. Om maitriya ho. Om karuna ho. Om mudita ho. Om upeksha ho. Last time, real loud. Om maitriya ho. Om karuna ho. Om mudita ho. Om upeksha ho. Last one, three, two times. Om upeksha ho. Om upeksha ho. Sit nicely. Just for a moment, see if you can fall through the chair that you're sitting on. Get that rooted, that heavy. Feel your feet resting upon the earth. Can you, on purpose, feel an energetic sense of connection here? If you can't feel it, can you just know? Have a knowing. We are connected. We are children of the earth. We belong here. Before we take a step forward from this, can we invoke a sense of gratitude for that connection, for all the things the earth gives us? so generously, so unconditionally. For the next little while, and really the rest of today, your only job is to take care of the moment that's right in front of you. You don't have to be anybody. You don't have to play a role. You don't have to be anything that you associate with the name you were given at birth. You can return to a simple, childlike way of being. Simply here and open to the possibilities of what might come next. From this foundation, you can straighten out the inward curve of the lumbar spine, the low back, just a little bit. Not so much that it concaves out to the other side, but just straighten it a little bit so that the lower belly engages very slightly, the dantian. And then a nice lift in the spine. Hands placed well on either side of your lap. Collarbones wide, heart exposed. Topmost tips of the ears lifting, creating a little tilt in the head that allows the back of the neck to lengthen. The eyelids, if they are closed, they are gently closed. We're not shutting anything out. We're not trying to go anywhere else. We're simply trying to be here in a deeper way. The tongue can relax at its root. And the attitude can relax at its root. What walked in through the doors with you today? Just check in. How's your heart? How's your body? And then we begin once again in the soles of our feet, feeling in the toes and the balls and the arches and the heels and the sides, just letting the mind wander, feeling and sensing the electricity, the temperature, the aliveness. But we want to be honest about the tension, the fatigue, the discomfort that is held here. In the pads of the toes. In the bones. It's in the Achilles tendons. Then moving to the tops of the feet. Feeling the feet from your feet. As Sharon Salzberg would say. And then the calves and the shins. In what way is the body keeping the score here? Holding. Gripping. And then the knees. The knees have a crazy, diverse array of sensations present. Ranging from so soft to incredibly dense. Feel the tension, feel the tightness in the lower legs. Take a breath to be with it, and as you exhale, just simply relax. And you can imagine melting. If that does not feel real to you, well, your brain doesn't know the difference between imagination and reality. So just imagine tension, solidity, melting and falling away. And then the thighs. Inner thighs, outer thighs, bones deep in the thighs. Feeling your way into the pelvis, inhabiting the pelvis. See if you can get a direct sense of the complex web of nerves and tendons, sinews in the glutes. Take a breath, let the upper legs relax. Just every breath from now on, we're just feeling into, we're inhabiting, we're exploring tension as we inhale, and as we exhale, we're simply allowing the energy of the exhale to soften the body. The belly and the organs. So much tightness in the belly trying to be somebody. trying to get it right, trying to be good. In the low back. Every exhale, an invitation to simply go from a closed fist to an open palm, you know, just like that, just simply opening. Moving your mind through the mid-body, solar plexus, mid-back, lower ribs, into the upper torso, those tight shoulders, lungs, heart, ribs, shoulder blades, back of the heart. Being there with the tension, highlighting the tension on purpose. And letting it go. And then the arms. And the hands. Melting, relaxing. The head and the brain and the face, especially the eyes. Especially the mouth and jaw. From ear to ear. Surrender. And notice how that surrender seems to always take place in a downward fashion. It moves into the flow of gravity. When we relax, we get heavier, we sink into the seat a little bit more, things drop down. Reggie Ray says, gravity is the love of the earth, calling us to her. Pleading with us to let go of all this ephemera we think is so important. So, be in the whole body now. Every exhale, down. Sinking. Please allow the breath to find its natural rhythm while you're here. Again, just allowing exhales to be very soft and natural, but allowing them to go all the way out. And then allowing that elegant space between breaths, being watchful for the signal from the body when to inhale really letting the breath lead. Leave a few minutes of silence here, and if you feel like your body needs something to balance yourself, the 12-fold belly breathing we practiced yesterday to wake you up, or the 4-7-8 breathing, which you can just keep a rhythm for it by tapping your finger on your thigh, that's if you need to relax. Maybe you just want to balance the system by doing the 9-fold clearing, the Nadi Shodhana, alternate nostril breathing. But just a few minutes to either just rest here or to engage one of the 3 breath works to take care of yourself. Every time you slip away from the body, every time you slip away from the breath within the body, you have the opportunity to rewire the habit of returning and abiding for just a little longer in this place that is actually the only real thing going on. Everything other than the reality of the body is fiction. It's a story. We're going to switch gears to a loving kindness practice. It's not radically different from what we've been doing. But if you need to just take a little break, a little mental break, you can do so. And then settle back in. Get all the wiggles out. And then come back home. Drop back into the body, drop back into the breath. So what we'll do here is we'll stay with the breath. But we're going to focus on an upward motion. We're going to focus on, it's as if you're breathing up from the perineum, from the pelvic floor, up into the space of the heart, like you're breathing earth energy in. From your seat, as you inhale, the inhale comes up to the space of the heart, and as you exhale, you just feel the breath kind of expand and permeate. So you're breathing up to the heart, feeling the space of the heart, feeling the somatic space of the heart, and breathing out to just let it open a little bit. And you breathe up to the heart again, and you can just sense whether there's pain there, maybe physical pain or tightness. Sometimes the space of the heart can feel congested or closed. Maybe it feels clear and open. We're breathing up to the heart, and then as you exhale, moving towards openness, allowing the congestion to clarify. It can be really nice to work with the image of a rose or a lotus, just kind of flowering, opening petal by petal with every exhale. We'll work with that for some time. It'll help ground you. A hand on the heart or both hands on the heart can be really nice. We'll keep in touch with the breath. We'll continue bringing the breath into the space of the heart and exhaling to open. What we're going to add, and what I'll ask you to add first, is the image of somebody that you care for. Can you think of somebody that has been good to you, that it's easy to feel warm feelings for? And if possible, if you are visual, not all of us are, but can you see their face, or at least intend to feel their face, or see their face? See their eyes. Their hair. Know what their name is. Maybe you can hear the sound of their voice. Maybe you can even smell their smell. But bring them right into the room with you. They're sitting here in front of you. And just notice the truth that when this person has victories, you celebrate with them. And when they have tragedies, you feel that with them. You feel a natural sense of, oh, on their behalf. That's the energy of caring. From that place, we'll offer thoughts of loving kindness. But I want you to align this with your breath. So as I say the phrase, you'll say it in your mind as you inhale. Excuse me. And as you exhale, it's like that exhale is offering the energy of that phrase to them. It's emanating with the exhale. So breathing in to repeat and then exhaling to emanate. Okay. So for the loved one, may you be filled with love. And even think about how good it would feel to be filled with love. Send that to them. May you be filled with love. May you feel safe and held. May you feel so inspired. Feel inspired, we're vibrantly alive. And may you awaken and be free. And take a breath and let go of this person. We'll do just a few more. Think of somebody now who is in your life, but you don't think about them. Maybe your hairdresser, or a neighbor, or a coworker, or the person sitting next to you. They are in your world. But meh, don't really think of them. See them as fully as you can, in high definition. Know in general who they are. If you know their name, great. And I want you to notice something about this person. That they're just like you. In almost every way, really. They're driven by the same motivations as you. They have a social security number. They get parking tickets. have a favorite flavor of ice cream and a favorite movie. And they have things in their lives that drive them wild with passion. And other things in their life that take them to their depths in sorrow. Just like you. They have experienced hurt and loss and love and the fire for life, just like you. So from that place, may you be filled with love. May you feel safe. May you be inspired. And may you awaken. Awaken is to be free from suffering, unfettered, nothing standing in your way. May you be free. And take a breath and let go of this person. We'll practice for the second most difficult person we could practice for. So see yourself now. Like you're looking in a full-length mirror, or optional to just have a sense of you're doing this internally. But if you're visual, it might be nice to just see your own face, your own eyes, your own body, the clothes you're wearing. Look into your eyes. What's it like to be here with yourself? How do you feel about yourself? And a little contemplation here. All you do all day, every day, is self-love. You work hard. Getting up on time, doing your morning practices and rituals, whatever they are. Wearing the clothes that you feel represent you so you can feel uplifted and good in the world. You work hard at your job. You worked hard at getting whatever level of education you have. You work hard to manage your money, to manage your relationships, to fill your life with good people. Come to places like this to work on your heart and mind, and something tells me you have other practices, other people in your lives who are maybe healers or therapists or personal trainers or yoga teachers. You work hard at evolving yourself. And you work hard at trying to end the day in a way that feels good and trying to get enough sleep. Right? All day, every day, you are going towards the good and trying to stay away from the bad. That is caring. So with the breath, may I be filled with love. May I feel safe and held. May I be inspired, feel inspired. May I awaken. Take a breath and let it go. Home stretch. Now think about somebody that you don't like. Please, not somebody who has super traumatized you or been purposely aggressive towards you. Unless you're ready for that challenge, but your least favorite politician. A person at work who gets under your skin. Your crazy Republican uncle. Once you settle on your person, see them as clearly as you can, feel their presence, hear their voice, and get real honest about how you feel in this person's presence. If it's uncomfortable, you're doing it right. And in the face of this, with the breath, may you be filled with love. May you feel safe and held. May you feel so inspired, so alive. May you awaken. Take a breath and let it go. Very last, just open your mind to this room. Once again, breathing the same air, the same life force as each other. Literally supporting each other in each other's practices just by virtue of each other's presence, right? The person sitting next to you is making this event happen as much as you are, as much as I am. Their well-being is your well-being. Because what affects one directly affects everyone indirectly. So send this out to the room, 360 degrees around you. May each of us be filled with love. May we be so inspired. May each of us feel safe and held. May we awaken. Awaken. What's it like in your body now? Can you smile for just 10 seconds? We are alive. And it's a limited engagement. Nice brief practice, right? Who's ready for the next one? All right, I'm sensing we need a bio break here. Is that so? Yeah. So let's take a quick one. It's 10:40. If we can reassemble by 10:50, that would be fantastic.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.